You can be a hero by going to thedadpodcast.com, clicking on one of the links on the right-hand side for just $24 a year, $2 a month, 50 cents an episode. You could change our lives. Or if you're like, I don't want to do that, tell one person, two, hell, three people about the show. Thanks and enjoy.
Listen to me, listen to my words as they vanish. Let's go chase the sun and get crazy, have some fun.
Hello, why can I not hear myself? There we go. Am I? This is already starting bad.
You sound like you're in fog.
I sound like I'm in fog?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm distorted. Am I overcompressed? There's that. All right. Sound check. Is it still bad?
You sound fine to me.
Oh. All right. Well, you might have to turn your headphones up a little bit there.
Oh, that is better.
Oh, Jesus.
And I haven't even started drinking.
I know.
Oh, she's over it. I want to put my dick in it.
All right, welcome to the show. This is the big one. This is we're going to be doing Truth or Drink. There, now I can turn myself down so I'm not clipping out everything. There we go. Yes, Daddy's got room. I can raise my voice if I need to. For anybody who is unfamiliar, if you're finding the show tonight for the very first time,
God help you.
Yeah, this is a little weird one. You might want to go back a couple or wait a couple or something like that. What this is I found the most fantastic web series in the world. It is called Truth or Drink. What they did was they found parents. This is how I stumbled upon it. Parents and their children. So you would have a child in their mid-20s, and they would ask them very intimate questions. And then whoever was getting asked the question would then have the option to either answer the question or take a shot. Tonight, my wife and I will be playing it. If you go back a couple episodes, you can hear the fantastic Paco Lancini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, play it with the Dear Luna. That was just a week ago. And now we are here. My wife is in the heezy because we have no children, my love.
Woo-hoo!
I know. I'm so excited. You know, I did my episode of Justin is Married, Booker is Single.
Yeah.
And a lot of time, I'm going through a phase on that show where I've talked a lot about how being single seems like it would be pretty awesome to not have to worry about children. And so I'm like, well, I'm doing a disservice to my brethren, my tribe, if you would. So I'm going to try and figure it out. And how ironic that the first step into that when we can actually record an episode is when I am fresh aglow off of having no children for 48 hours. But he said it best. He was talking about a loved one, but I think it also applies to children. He says, let me miss you. I think that definitely applies with the kids. Are you holding up okay? Moms, it's different for moms. Are you?
Oh, no, I'm good.
You're good? Tomorrow you think will probably be?
Day four.
Day four? Okay. The day they come home?
It like takes a good couple days to get used to the quiet. Yeah. And, mama, look.
All right, so we're not wasting any time. Let's get into the truth or drink. My wife, you have chosen Malibu Caribbean rum with coconut liqueur. That is your beverage of choice.
Yeah, I don't plan to be drinking much.
No, and I have chosen Angel's Envy Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. You have a Dr. Pepper to chase yours down. Mm-hmm. I have a, Bundaberg Ginger Beer. That is one of my new favorite ginger ales that Daddy likes to partake in. So we had listeners submit questions.
Thank you, listeners.
The Dear Paco also came up with a few questions. So we have what will be wild cards. There's a stack of questions just like we played it before. You and I will take turns, my love, choosing each question. And then if one comes up and there is no writing on either side, that is when we will defer to the Dear Paco Lancini.
I wish the listeners could see this. You should see the stack of paper on the desk right now.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's not just like 10 questions. This might be a long show.
I eliminated a couple questions that I did not think would apply to us, but I feel like it is unfair to not mention them because they were asked of the Dear Luna and Paco. I think actually the only one I really took out was, have you ever had a threesome and would you? And
No.
No. She was counting so we could both say it.
But
she was counting. I thought you, for a second, I thought you were counting how many times you've had a threesome. And I was like, all right, I stand corrected. I should have kept it in there. That's my bad. That is on me. And I apologize to the listeners. All right.
I got very excited for a minute.
I know, right? So let's do this. You want to go first or you want me to go first, dear? We'll do ladies first. You can ask me a question first. That is one from a listener.
What issue that you really want to fight about do you give in on just because it's easier?
What issue?
There's a lot going on in that question.
Yeah. So here's my...
Something you really want to fight about that you're just going to give in on.
This sucks because this was asked to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong on this here. I think I don't give in on anything.
That is true.
Yeah. So
if this is true or false... You just changed this game. True.
Here's what it is. I have had moments where there are things that you are in charge of. This is what I let go on, but it's like a half let go. There are things that you are in charge of that, and I've recently started saying 3 days. I don't know if you've picked up on that. But there are.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So there are things that are projects that Natalie has.
Yeah.
That Natalie is very good at coming up with ideas for projects. Not so good at finishing them. Fair to say, my love?
True.
Yes.
she's over it. I want to put my dick in it.
So
kind of like the little basket that was on the counter.
Yep.
And it was on the counter and on the counter. And then he looked at me and he goes, you got 3 days. And I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
I better do something with that. And it took me day 3.5 to actually do something with it.
So I do give her 3 days, and then I usually will just take over and do whatever I think needs to be done. You're also very big on the consignment stuff. Instead of, I just want to give it to Goodwill and be done with it. You want
to? I try to make a buck.
You want to set appointments and
that's
have a fucking
sales.
Mini garage sale with a Latina woman four
I
blocks
wish I
away.
Could.
We
yeah.
were driving by a school the other day, and they had a thing up in the thing. Give to Goodwill. I drove right home. Filled the trunk of my car. Drove right back over and said, "Here."
Oh, this is a good one for you. This is from, we had a listener who was a big fan, it is very long, who was a big fan of, you know, the lesser of two evils kind of question. They don't really fit into the gameplay, but I think it is a fun question for you to answer. So, if a stranger offered us $1 million for one naughty night, now technically it says with me, but I think we'll do it both ways. So let's say for you, if a stranger offered me $1 million to have one night with you, Natalie, would you allow it?
No.
You would not allow it. What if it was $5
million? No.
$10 million?
No.
$20,
no.
$100,
no.
$1 billion.
No. Why? Do you have a price on me?
No. Well, it just says you could keep going up to find out where it was.
No.
Okay, what would be the amount of money that you would allow, a Betty White-esque billionaire lady?
Maybe a few free and clear properties in Malibu?
So
that might be negotiable.
For her to have her way with me.
Yeah.
So you would offer me up as a prostitute
for
some fixer-uppers, some beachfront property.
A turnkey property.
Meanwhile, your vagina is worth well over $1 billion. Fair to say?
Yes.
All right. See, that was good. That was fun. So here's another one that I also like. So I think we're not playing the rules of the game very well, but I think this is good. So I guess it's for me. Because a question from her to you, yes. If a male stranger offered me whatever amount of money to put it in my butt, start to finish, and you were cool with it, if I would do it. And my answer to that is, like, what amount of money would it take for me? Like, here's my – I have lots of stipulations.
You're
okay?
thinking about this?
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the thing. Well, for the sake of the game, like, I'm just spitballing here. I didn't think this whole thing out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm reading the question. Here comes the answer. My first knee-jerk reaction is that this is no different than a doctor dropping a digit on me. You know what I mean? Like, if it's just
They're
a
coming
one
in your ass.
Well, here's the thing. If that's what they mean by start to finish.
Yes, that's no, start to finish.
Okay, fair enough. Finish. Start to finish. All right.
You know what? You might want to find another doctor.
Yeah. You don't get fucked in the ass by your doctor?
Well,
start to finish?
I get a bill from him later, which is effectively the same thing.
I'm telling you, but he's a good dentist. A little bit of humor to interject. So here's the thing. Then I guess I don't think there's any amount of money that I think I – because it's not that I think my ass is so great. right? Here's what I think it is. I think it's just like what happens in that movie, Indecent Proposal, is that after the fact, you it's have to after, look at me absolutely. Knowing that yep. some Christian Grey looking dude was balls deep in me and finished.
Hang on a second. Hold on. Can I just stop for a second?
Yeah.
How come first time it was Betty White? Why isn't it like one of the Quaid brothers now?
What do you mean?
Why does it have to be Christian Grey balls deep in you? Why isn't it? Is it Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, listen. My God. Any dick in your ass. No.
Right,
next.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it answers its own question. Well, I mean, if I'm a gay saying, guy is Mark. Coming, a woman to want to have okay. sex with me is one thing.
I'm but drink while they're talking.
Yes, exactly. If to answer your question is that for a man, men are into me. I really think they are. All right, another listener question.
All right.
A three-hour show.
What fantasy on the...
Oh, this is Mojo Upgrade. Remember that test we took about where you said
did
the thing?
Did you say yes, but the other did not?
Yes.
I think we agreed on everything.
We did agree. There was one thing, though, that you did not agree, that you and I did not. Here's what happened. Me being the typical man, I said everything I
but
said.
We don't
except
have to
for
specify.
Except for taking picture or no, posting pictures or videos on the internet yep. and having sex with other people. No. That was the only thing. But everything else, I said, if my partner was interested, sure, I guess.
Yeah, but
and that was not
like,
me
no,
doing
no.
a blanket statement to go that way in case you said, yeah, I'd like to take a fist in the keister. Then I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. It was just like, if you really wanted a fist in the keister,
oh
I guess
God,
I could make it happen.
Do people really do that?
Sure. People do lots of things, dear. So there's okay. that one.
No, wait all right. I'm sorry. This what? Will be 3 hours. I
yes,
literally
seriously.
Said, just say yes to everything. And you called me out on that and said it was the wrong way to go about it.
What are you talking about?
That I was violating.
I don't understand what you're saying or why you're saying.
I suggested to those who were wicked
yeah.
to just say yes to everything for the man.
Uh-huh.
To say yes to everything
oh,
on,
I see,
on
yes.
the list so that then whatever weird thing his wife was into, it would ding
but,
and he'd get it.
Right, but I said that I said if my partner was interested, but
yes.
I did not do it with that tactic. You see,
oh,
what I was
sure,
doing
yeah,
was,
that's right. That's no. I,
okay, next question.
Sorry. No. Let me just say right now before we move on, I have had an assful of Paco patronizing me on this fucking day.
No, I...
Nope. Right. Shit. Shut up. All right. Have you ever silently dropped... This one I like. Have you ever silently dropped your... This is more of a question for a guy, so I might have to answer this one. Have you ever silently dropped your guts? That's a guy saying fart. During the throes of passion and got your partner to change positions or change rooms before they had a chance to whiff the stench. I have not had that happen. I have not.
Say that question again.
So have you farted during sex and then tried to get some, like tried to move positions or say, you know what, let's take this to the kitchen or whatever before the smell could hit your partner or hit me?
So yes, but no.
Okay, there you go. So
it was just a matter of moving positions, not... Because mine smell like flowers.
Yes, exactly.
And rainbows. Okay, my turn. Would you rather watch another couple have sex live
ooh.
Or have another couple watch us have sex? No and no. Oh, you're supposed to answer.
You have to. No. Oh, I have to answer.
Oh, would you rather watch another
yeah,
couple
have sex?
Yeah, you
have to pick one. This isn't really in the vein of the game. This is just listeners being curious.
Goodness.
And I think it's a good question. So here's what I think
would
both
you rather
of us.
Have another, okay.
I think if you had to choose mm-hmm. someone watching us have sex or us watching someone else have sex, I would venture a guess. Now I'm turning this into the newlywed game that you and I would much rather disgustingly watch someone else have sex before we would want someone else in the room watching our sex.
Yes.
Yeah. And for me, I added that I just would be very worried that somebody else was like John Maddening my moves. You know what I mean?
Right.
That they're like, oh, that's
staring
what he's
at
doing.
Your asshole.
I got to make a quick call to Luna.
Yeah.
And then I'll be right back.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. This one comes to you. Would you pay $200? This is meant for me, I think, because of all the shit I talk about your mom on the show. Would you pay $250 for the opportunity to bitch slap your mother-in-law?
No, because I love my mother-in-law.
Right. I would definitely, what would be the number? It would make things very awkward if I couldn't hit a woman. So I'm going to say there is no amount of money. All right. So now we're going to get into the real game.
I feel like we should have a buzzer.
What do you mean a buzzer?
Like you'll get a buzz.
Like that? Yep. Or you mean or like a ding, 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 here we go.
I don't. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so you are going to go first.
Okay.
You ask me the question and then I get to either answer the question or take a drink.
Okay. Here we go. What do you find the most annoying about me?
Mm. What I find the most annoying about you is probably the fact that, and this is probably unfair of me, to be honest, But the fact that, like I've joked about, that I am a magical fairy that makes things happen in your life, mm-hmm. and that you intermittently, not a lot more than what you used to, but you spent a good chunk of time in our relationship just letting that happen, and it was never like a thank you for everything you've done, everything is so great for me, that kind of thing.
Got it.
Yeah. All right, so now okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Taco looks confused.
Oh, I understand. That's okay. The same thing he says to me.
Oh, this is a good one. Where do you see us in 1 year, 5 years, 10 years? You could pick one, and then where do you? How do you see us living, or do you see us divorced?
No, I don't see us divorced. I see us together, and just like basically continue doing what we're doing what we love. That's so, all. Like, so we're really boring.
Yeah, we're very boring.
It's going to be very uninteresting.
Something here will happen interesting, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to sleep. All right, hit a question, dear. Kay. I like that we're firing through these, though.
Okay. What's the one secret you've been too embarrassed to tell me?
Ooh.
Does he drink or does he answer?
I would answer. I don't think that, but here's the thing. I don't know if I have to drink because I honestly don't believe that I have a secret that I've never told you.
Too embarrassed to tell me. Yeah.
I don't even think I have a secret that I've never told you.
No, because we like.
You've never had get rid of the word secret. You've okay. never had an embarrassing moment in your life that you didn't share with her. Forget the part that it's a secret.
No.
It's just something you've never shared. So every embarrassing moment that's ever occurred to
she you. She knows there is one thing that I don't think I have. If I have, it's been a while since I've shared it on the
yes.
show. But there is one thing that I did that was very embarrassing that when I was a kid.
I know.
Yeah, and she
well,
knows.
Well, speaking for the listeners, we'd either like to hear that or we'd like to hear you drink.
Well, I'm
no.
not going into that again.
You
I'm
going
to drink. It'll ruin the mood.
Well, but you don't even they have to both. Drink because it's no.
If I don't answer it.
I'm the referee. I mean? I'm the referee right. here.
There you go.
We determined that there was something.
Ooh, that's good bourbon.
All right, your turn.
My turn to ask you. Oh, this is going to help. When was the last time you masturbated, my love?
Ooh. When you were gone.
Yeah, that's the same. She does it usually about once every time I leave.
Oh, blank one.
Uh-oh, Paco's question. Okay. Here it comes.
That's right.
First question from Paco.
Just to clarify on her last answer.
Yeah.
That was when you were gone on the road or the last time you went to Ralph's?
No, just recently.
Usually if I just leave the house. But yeah, when I was on
who
the
just? It's you asking him.
Okay.
I'm sure that I didn't mess up this order. Yes.
Oh, here
yes.
it comes.
Here
oh, there's an order to Paco's yes. questions. Mm.
He's built it.
Okay. In our marriage, what is your one or biggest regret?
In our marriage?
In our marriage?
What is the one biggest regret?
Not in your life, but in...
Within our relationship.
Within your relationship.
What is the thing that I regret yeah. the most?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to take some thinking. I don't really have any.
Justin's going to be very drunk.
I know. That's what I mean. I think that's yeah. the only thing is that I have to drink if I don't.
What's your one or biggest?
I don't have a regret. I mean, here's the thing. The first thing that popped in my mind would be that I wish that things would have gone better with our wedding. Like, I wish that we could look back at our wedding and both of us. I remember it as a very cool, fun day. She remembers it as like, oh, the centerpieces weren't right.
It was a very cool day. The beach was perfect.
Right. Everything was perfect. And then, I think that would be it.
Yeah.
That would be like the actual wedding day itself. If I could go back and tell both of us, fair to say, both of us, hey, remember how you had that fight in the studio apartment bathroom and you thought
almost
that
almost didn't get married?
Yes, and you thought that everything that you wanted is so important. Guess
yes.
what? Here's the future you 20 years from now.
Not
and
important.
You don't give a shit.
No. Nope.
Right. You just so let it go.
Spend your money on the honeymoon.
Exactly. Which we kind of did.
Yeah.
We didn't spend much. All right. So now it
you
is
do the money
my
dance,
turn.
That's
fair
the
enough.
Way to pay for your honeymoon.
Have you ever talked marriage with another person? You, dear, have you ever talked marriage with another person?
No.
Yeah, because we were 17 when we
met. Yeah, we were babies.
Yeah. All right, back to
next.
You.
Next. Blank. Ooh.
Oh, God, you get all the Paco questions.
Mm.
Look at that.
So that means I hand it to her and she reads it?
Yes.
Mm.
There's another one from
Paco.
Paco
question. Do you ever wonder what if about an old flame?
Do I ever wonder what if about an old flame? No. I don't. Here's the thing. I've often wondered if I could go back in time. There was who would probably be the one girlfriend that I had.
I loved Brooke.
Yeah.
Brooke was adorable. But I'm friends with her on Facebook.
Apparently he didn't.
No, yeah. I didn't. I'll be honest with you. I did at the time.
Brooke.
Brooke, cover your ears.
She doesn't listen. No, I think here's the thing. There were two girlfriends besides Natalie that I had in high school. This is why it's not as fun for this part. But that one was Brooke, and the other one I think would be Siobhan, where I was like, I think I can marry either one of these chicks. And there was a strong chance that if Siobhan hadn't – it's weird how that works out. That really what happened is that a teenage Justin had a girl freak out because I wanted to rub her back, and she got nervous and uncomfortable.
Because I heard it was genital warts.
No.
It wasn't that. Okay.
No, there was no sex. There was no sex with Siobhan. Okay. So I was like – and that made me feel very insecure because I felt like she didn't really want to be with me. And then I broke up with her and started actually, weirdly enough, dating Brooke. And then Siobhan was like, why are you already dating someone else? I thought you didn't want to date. And it was 17-year-old fucking bullshit. All right.
Next question.
My turn to ask. Oh, I got a Paco. Whoa, I got a Paco question.
Wow, you're going to burn
me. These aren't shuffled.
How many of these are in there? How many blanks do you have?
I think seven, right? Isn't that what you said?
I cut out one. Hold on. Let me just here you go.
There we go.
This is a whole complicated thing. I'm glad you
Would
got it.
You, oh, A, no. forgive an ancient history infidelity, B, end the marriage, or C, stay together for the kids? So I'm guessing that the setup is for this is that let's say it comes out that I cheated on you, right?
Okay.
Would you
He
A,
went back to Siobhan after you were engaged.
Right.
And he rubbed the hell out of her back.
Exactly. So would you forgive that infidelity? Would you end the marriage or would you stay together for the kids at least until they're older and then dump my ass?
End the marriage.
End the marriage.
Immediately.
All right, your
turn. Thank you.
Pick a question. Okay. Thank you.
As much as I'd love you, I'd let you go.
I like that you said, like, Wendy Williams, like, girl.
If we were on the Maury Povich show, what would your deep, dark secret be?
Wait, hold on. I think somebody who's listened to the show might actually have, but it's not a regret. They're saying fruit cup. So somebody told the story. I had a girlfriend in high school who wanted me to eat a fruit cup out of her hoo-hoo.
Ooh, gross.
But that was not either
story.
One of the girls that I mentioned. See, Natalie already knew that story.
Yeah.
And what it was that? Was that dirty. Regret that was falling into
I don't think
regret.
It was regret. I think he was talking about like the old girlfriend type thing or something.
So if we were on the Maury Povich show, what would your deep, dark secret be? But we kind of had one of that similar. We didn't really have a deep, dark secret.
I don't have
secret,
a
so
deep, dark
pick another one.
Secret.
We already conquered that.
Pick another one for you to answer?
Or
you want to ask
or
me?
No, just go.
Okay, keep going. The average, this is a good one.
Okay.
The average duration of sex for most couples is around 10 minutes. How long do you think we last?
About the same. Yeah. Maybe longer. It depends on the mood. Like, just get in, get out, you're done. We're happy, good. You can go to sleep, kiss, hug, snuggle, done.
This is what I often think about what... She's the best, man. I love this woman. I honestly think that's... Because you and I really... I mean, this might come up, so I'm not going to ruin that. But anyway... I've often thought about that other people, I wonder, not that I'm ever unhappy with our sex life, but I wonder, what if someone else is doing something crazy that we're not doing? Because we have a groove, you know what I mean?
You have a groove and then you've got
and
no
I don't think
shit
we've,
to do.
I don't think we've very...
You gotta wake up the next morning, a kid could cry and have to like... A kid could wake up crying and puke on his shoes. You got a time limit.
Yeah.
People get
Ain't
in, get
got
out,
time for
like,
that.
Enjoy the whole shebang while it happens and be in the moment and then go to bed.
All right, your turn. Ask
but
me
I think
a
it's in your mood too. Like if you're feeling like really frisky and you're well rested and you're rah, and sure. But.
Oh, here, let's take a break because I think this is a good one. Because Paco, they wanted Paco to throw in a next blank question. They're saying more or less manscaping. So you can ask me more, and then you can do that question too. But I think this is good. Would you like me to do more or less manscaping? Are you familiar with the term manscaping?
No.
My wife is a grandma.
New. Oh, my
that's
God.
Where I shave my body hair.
No. Now, when your tallywhacker shaved.
Yeah, you like that?
That's cool.
Okay.
Because it makes it easier to rummage through the forest. But it's not necessary.
Oh, my God.
I would imagine the same would be true to me. Like, you got a weed whacker going to that. It's easier to get in there.
Listen,
but,
I am not
you got an obstacle and a pube in your mouth. It's a little distracting.
I'm telling you right now, I'm not against being aboriginal.
Yeah.
And just taking a walkabout through the bush if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Oh, my God. Okay, is it my turn?
Yes, ask me that question, too.
What would you think if you caught me watching porn?
Ooh, what would I think if I caught you watching
porn?
Wow,
cool. Mm-hmm.
I would think, I would...
You'd join me.
That's what it would be. I would be like, what the hell? Because here's the thing. You and I used to watch a lot of those late night HBO Showtime shows. And
for children?
Yes. And then a little bit after, too. But then there was a time where it was interesting for me because I would turn one on and you're like, what the fuck are you watching this shit for? I went, oh, okay.
But sometimes they're interesting. Like, right. They have like those sex.
But you went through a phase HBO. Where you were like, I'm not as into that stuff. But then recently you said, you're like, oh, let's watch some show that was interesting to you or something like that. And I was like, oh, it must have been
the quiz. The quiz
whatever.
That we took.
Yeah.
You were surprised.
So here's the other thing that I think is how longer.
Well, the addendum to that is, what is it that she would be watching?
What do you mean? What kind of porn?
Well,
would
yeah,
she
you
use?
Came across her watching some pornography. What was that?
Natalie would only watch softcore porn. I think
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I think she would do like a Skinamax. You wouldn't want to see somebody get railed in the ass or
no.
take well, you, DP no. or anything.
Like something loving and gentle with really bad acting.
Which I'll be honest with really bad acting. Which I'll be honest with you. That is the only kind of porn that I like. Mm-hmm. I don't like the hardcore. I don't want to see a girl punished.
It looks dirty and uncomfortable.
I want to see two people who love each other dearly or are pretending
Justin
to do
to
so.
Justin used to say, I want to go in and help her and rescue her because she looks like she's getting hurt.
It's a funny story. When Natalie went away on the cruise ship, right? You were gone for 8 months. I was by myself. This is pre-internet like era porn. Yeah. This was dial-up internet days. Mm-hmm. And I was very naive. I probably couldn't find porn, or if you did, you had to pay for it then or whatever. So one day I decided I'm going to zap a $15 because the only porn that I'd honestly seen, like a porn video, other than that one like 5 second clip I saw when my dad left his video in the VCR when I was a kid, right? The only honest to goodness porn I had seen was when we had the gay roommates and he and I were playing Chinese checkers.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
You and the other guy were watching a gay porno movie talking about fellatio tactics with each other.
Mm-hmm. Tactics?
Yeah, they were or techniques.
You watch a gay porn
techniques.
And you can learn a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what they were sharing.
I even told Justin, I said, this is like educational. This isn't even porn anymore.
And so I was like, you know what? I don't think it's okay that the only porn I've seen is people getting fucked in the ass, right?
Gay
so
porn.
I found something on like the to zap on demand on the cable. Yeah, and it was like some kind of Vegas vacation six or 17 or whatever.
Yeah.
Guess what? All anal. I was like, mother.
That's funny.
I paid $15.
And Chevy Chase was in it.
He railed so many chicks in the ass in that one. There were some other fun questions that I want to throw in. You don't mind, dear, if I kind of. So, what was it?
Somebody suggested should be watching chick prison porn.
Ooh, chick would you like prison. Chick prison porn? Would you like girl on girl? You want to see a couple girls make out?
That wouldn't bother me.
You wouldn't care, but just not what gets you going?
I don't know.
It'd be funny if she took a shot.
That's funny.
Somebody says,
at this point, I think it'll be a miracle if she takes a shot.
Just for the sake of us not blowing through these questions, I'm going to touch on this one real quick. Somebody says, how long are Justin's pubes? My pubes are very short.
Yes.
I would say probably in the quarter.
Well, it depends on the month. Time of the month.
And I'll be honest with you. I think I treat my pubes like a stay-at-home mom treats her legs. Fair to say, you know what I mean? Like, if it's summertime and I think I'm going to put on a dress, you know what I mean? I clean it up, you know what I mean? But somebody had a very good question that I would like to ask you is that do you think the new studio was a waste of money?
No.
All right.
Not at all.
That's what I have a feeling you would say. But, all right, it's my turn to ask you, right? Oh, I got another Paco question.
Uh-oh. Okay. I was hoping she'd get this one.
Oh. This is a good one. If thinking is cheating, how many times have you been unfaithful to me?
Ooh.
You can take a shot if you don't want to answer this. Thinking about someone else, being with someone else, either sexually or whatever. Mm. This is very interesting. I don't know if this is true, but while you're thinking, I'll disclose this to our listeners. It's going to sound like a lie, but I believe you. So tell me the truth if I'm lying here. But that Natalie admittedly has – usually when she has sex dreams, they always involve me.
Okay.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that is fair to say.
And I would venture a guess that 60 to 70% of my sex dreams involve you. I would say it's weird how they're both majority. So thinking is cheating.
Well, you know what? I have a question for the listeners.
Oh.
Chat room.
They have no way to answer. Chat room. Okay.
Chat room question. Have – you ever had dreams about the person that you lost your virginity to?
Oh, have you had those dreams?
I have, and it's disturbing. I'm like, oh, I need a shower.
I have not. I have not had dreams.
No?
No, not about the person I lost my virginity to.
Nor have I.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So, hold on. Let me scroll down to see what they're saying. Mrs. Denver Drew says, ooh, no. She said, Jeff says, this is so sweet, I'm giving a cavity. That's why my fear was, and then somebody else says, nope, they did not have a dream. All right, so whose turn is it? I got a Paco question, so you ask.
Okay. What's your least favorite sex position?
Ooh, somebody said married him. So she's married to the person she lost her virginity to.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's my favorite sex position?
What's your least favorite?
Oh, my least favorite. I don't think I have a least favorite. I think I have to take a shot. Yeah,
we don't really.
I'll be honest that. Yes. My least favorite, standing in the shower. I don't have to take a shot.
Really? That's your least favorite?
You know what I mean? Like, if I had to choose my druthers.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say standing in the shower would be. It's
See,
not
Justin's
that I hate
hot
it.
Hot when he's wet.
Ugh, listen.
He's in the shower.
Don't do this. There's women listening. These poor ladies. You know what I mean? Not everyone can have this blessed life that you get to live, dear. Mm-hmm. Where they get to, you know, not only do they get to enjoy this to look at, they get to enjoy these dulcet tones to hear talking all the time, but you also get to fully enjoy sexually this being that is me, right?
Mm-hmm. Where's that vomit button?
Right here. All right, my turn to ask you a question. Here it comes. Am I right? Yes. Why do you think some couples end up cheating on each other? Almost took a shot.
That's not okay. Why do they end up cheating on each other? I think they're not getting what they need from each other. And honestly, they're not being honest with each other.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Like, if you want to break it all down, you're not being honest with the other person. That's why you end up cheating.
I honestly think that that's why you and I are so boring, is because we don't. You know, it's funny because Adam Carolla, I'm a big fan of his, but he talks about how his wife, he doesn't like guys who think their wife is their best friend. I don't honestly think you're my best friend. I think you're my wife, but there's honestly nobody else I would rather hang out with than you. I am. You can say I'm pussy whipped. You can say whatever you want, but
people will go shopping or hide money. People have opened separate bank accounts.
Yeah.
Like, once you start doing that stuff, back to the other question, once you start thinking of other people or going out with friends, be like, you're not getting something you need. You're not honest with each other. If you're honest about what you need and want and you do it together, then you're not going to cheat.
And that's why, you know, when you say you need these cock and balls, I'm like, I understand your needs.
Yes, please, daddy.
Yeah. All right. Your turn to ask me a question now.
Okay. Oh, blank.
Uh-oh. Another Paco question coming in hot and heavy.
Oh, I'm asking you.
I like how serious
I know
this
is. Where this is going.
Uh-oh.
Have you ever... Oh, my God, his questions. Have you... ...
There's lots of punctuation?
Yes, there is.
Hashtag... Okay. Have you ever had /considered/fantasized about a gay/lesbian experience?
In this case, gay.
Gay, no.
So...
Okay. I've never fantasized. Here's the thing. I don't know if this would qualify as a fantasy. Maybe I've done, I would say a daydream. I have a friend, Jeremy, who is gay, who I get along with.
Yes.
And I've said, if I was into dudes, I wonder if I could build a life with this guy. Yeah. I've also said the same thing about your gay friend, Charles, because he's such an amazing cook that when I eat his raspberry truffle or something cheesecake thing that he made,
amazing.
I was like, I think I could live with this guy.
Yeah.
I wonder, to go back to the previous question, I wonder if I could get railed in the ass for this cheesecake.
By Jeremy or Charles.
Yeah, exactly. all right. What's your favorite sex position? Or you could take a shot. We're not doing very much drinking.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I'm the only one that's taking a shot this whole game.
I'm trying to think. It depends on the mood. I know that doesn't really answer it, but it just depends on the very boring.
Well,
me on top, or
hang
you on?
We have
top.
Found a less interesting answer than no.
Okay, yes, it depends on the mood.
Yeah.
What's
we
so
discovered?
Tell me, well, what your favorite though? What's your favorite?
I like you on top of me in control.
All right, perfect. See, that was easy.
There you go.
Nailed it.
Excellent.
Okay, now it's my turn. What do you think of my mom, dad, or family member? Oh.
I love your family.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I see it. This is what I was afraid of.
Next. Do you ever fake an orgasm?
No.
Nope.
Here's the thing. I told this story on the show. When we were teenagers, I don't know if you remember this, but there was one time back when we used to do it. Like, remember those days when we do it like 5 times?
Yeah.
There was a time when we were on our 3rd time in 1 session, as we used to call it. and you were just kind of like there, but you could I could tell you were tired. And I was like, and I think you were just kind of hoping, God, I wish you would just finish so we could finish. And at first I was going to fake it. I was going to be like, oh yes. And but then I was like, that's not going to work because then the sheet might just sit there forever. You know what I mean? At attention. So I kind of said, I go, are you not into this? And you said, yeah, I'm good if you're good. That was the closest that I've come to faking an orgasm. I think it's more interesting for you to answer the question. Have you ever faked an orgasm?
No, I haven't.
All right. Maybe I guess I was wrong. You know, you could be honest, right?
No, I am honest. Right. I'm telling you. This is something that you and I've always talked about.
This is a good one for us.
Here's the thing. Okay. That goes back to the whole communication and honesty thing. It's not about having an orgasm every single time. It's about you, the other person, connecting, making the other person feel good. If I'm tired, my head's, you know, not all in it, I'm not going to go every single time. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. That's okay.
Thank you for talking me off. what was on your mind the last time we were having sex? This is a good one. You can take a shot if you want, but I feel, I'll be honest with you, I feel as boring as we're being.
I should be honest.
It's up to you. I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do.
I was afraid I was hurting you.
Oh, that's right.
I was afraid I was too rough.
Yeah, no such thing.
Oh, my God.
No such thing. I love you. Oh, you have to answer me a question. Okay. I think that's a wild one.
Oh, it's a Pogo question.
That one made me blush a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel the red.
You are
the
red. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love you, woman.
There you go. Okay. Oh, she's over it. I want to put my dick in it.
All right. Would you rather see me do it with...
Why are you taking a picture of my reaction to the question?
No, I was taking a picture of
your blushing. I get what you're doing. Yeah.
I love this question. Would you rather see me do it with another man or a woman?
Hands down, a woman.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I would even want that. I don't.
As a matter of fact, it probably would be hands down with another woman.
Oh, yeah. That's true. What is it? Booty up. That's the way I like to fuck or something like that. Isn't that the song?
I don't know.
You know that song, dear. It's hip hop. Hands down. Booty up. That's the way I like to fuck or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe I'm thinking of Timber. That's what it is. Who or what do you most picture when you are masturbating?
What? Who or what do I picture?
Yeah. I think the what is like what kind of situation or like.
Yeah, not like
or,
a bowl of
or
jello.
Position
no, again,
or, yeah.
I have an objective and I'm going to get there. So I would fascinate, I'd see your face or pretend that you're there, but then I got a mission. I got something to accomplish because I got shit to do.
You got shit to do. The kids are going to be up in 4 hours. All right, your turn.
Okay. How many? Oh God!
Backseat windows up. Oh, it's Two Life Crew, I believe. Okay, thank
we're
you.
We're so not. We're so not. I'm glad you got this question and
oh,
not
really?
Me.
Why?
Yes. Wait. Is it okay? It's
yeah,
my
you
turn.
Ask me.
How many sexual partners have you had?
Oh, I have had 5 total, including you. 4 yep. others besides my dear. Why are you glad that I got that question?
Because your number sounds much better than my number.
Oh man! Well, now we must ask you.
No. Question was not
you were
for me.
This say close to getting her to take it. A drink.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you saying your number.
Oh.
You don't want to say your number. It's fine if you don't want to. I don't care. Let's see here. Now I'm on your list. Who would you okay, so this is a list of people that you can fuck, marry, kill. Are you familiar with the game? So 3 people that you choose. One is only there for you to fuck. There is one that you want to be married to, and then the third person is for you to kill.
Oh, my God. Wait, I have to think of this now?
Mm-hmm.
Marry, fuck, or kill?
Yeah. In your life. One of them has to be me. So you can either just fuck me but not be married to me. You could be married to me, probably not get to fuck me, I'm guessing by the rules of the game.
But or, kill? Oh,
or third,
so
you
violent.
Could kill me.
No. I'd want to marry you.
Okay. But never have sex with me? How fucking dare you? Rob you of all this pleasure, that this trimmed pleasure I have between my legs. My purple-headed Excalibur.
Can it be someone famous, or does it have to be someone in your life?
It can be anyone.
It can be anyone.
In your life or famous.
Okay. So I'd want to marry you, fuck Matthew McConaughey, and kill There's a couple bitches on television I'd like to kill, if I'm really honest.
You go chick to kill.
Oh, my God. Who's that dumbass bitch on the...
So you think you could dance?
No. Oh. The Real Housewives of Georgia. That
was on a Celebrity Apprentice.
What's her name? Where she's you've got ashy feet. And then,
You're talking about the chick that was on Celebrity Apprentice, right?
Bitch. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
You ask me a question and I'll Google it.
She's a colossal bitch. don't even get me started. Like, she's horrible on that show. She's mean to people and totally two-faced. She just deserves to get the shit beat out of her. I'd love to see that. Okay. Question. Friends, name one person you would want to sleep with if you were single, other than me, of course. Why does it say friends?
So it has to be a friends. It can't be a famous person.
Okay, so name one person you would want to sleep with if we were single.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah. Who would I want to sleep with?
You know what?
I could answer that for you.
Since I have the same question worded in a much better way as my last question, I'm going to go ahead and just ask you to read that.
Oh, okay. So
which
this is
one
be
of my friends do you want to bang? There.
Which one of my friends
done.
Do you want to bang? That's an easier way for me to answer. I would hands down go Becca.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Out of respect, this is Natalie's best friend. Now, this is honestly, listen, I'm not saying that I fantasize about her. No disrespect to her husband, but I'm saying if I had to choose, now here's the thing though. This is mostly due to the fact that I'm removing her husband out of the picture. So now if we go single friend, I go Jamie. I think I would go. I mean, she's single, right?
Yeah, she's
okay,
now.
Good. That's also I would go those either one of those areas is where I would, I think, venture if I had to. All right, now it's my turn to ask you a question. I couldn't find it yet. So if you were to choose
Kendra,
good job,
Kendra.
If you were to choose a chain restaurant to describe me, which one would you choose and why?
What the hell kind of question is this?
Hang on, I'm sorry.
Oh my God!
I wish that the questions had come in a different order.
Why?
So that you had answered your question and that Becca had been her kill. That would have been awesome.
No, she wouldn't care. I think, here's the thing. I think you tell me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I'd fuck Angelina Jolie too. That's another one if you want to switch it up.
Okay. But I don't think, you'd have to choose one of my friends. If I was going to go famous person,
she was going fuck, Mary Kill. She was trading Angelina Jolie for
Reese Witherspoon.
If I could bang a celebrity. Yeah. I would have a three-way with Reese Witherspoon,
Amy Adams,
Helen Hunt, Isla Fisher, I think I like a little more than Amy Adams. Also on my list, Jennifer Goodwin from Big Love. She was like the
really?
Yeah. I like a little bit of her brunettedness, if you would. All right. It says Claudia Kenya.
Kenya.
Yeah, that's who it is.
She is a bitch.
All right. Am I still asking? You have to do chain restaurant and why?
Oh, we got distracted.
Yeah.
Chain restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Drink more faster. I'm telling you, we'll go through it. We'll just finish an episode. This is what I was worried about, but I didn't want to rob the audience of any kind of good fun that could come out.
Well, I could drink just for fun and not answer.
For the sake of not being able to answer the question creatively?
Maybe. Chain restaurant. Something with barbecue.
And why?
I'd say something with, like, barbecue. What's a good barbecue place that's a chain restaurant?
Famous Dave's.
Arby's.
No.
Famous Dave's is a good chain barbecue joint. But why? Why barbecue?
Because it's just a good old, like, hearty, fun meal.
Oh, okay. I honestly thought you were going to say, because you like barbecue.
Yeah. No, and it makes you, like, it's good, it's fun, it's hearty, it's any time of the year, it's yummy, it makes you happy, like, yeah.
Yeah, nobody ever goes, barbecue.
And to paraphrase Lori from Pennsylvania, it's because she's smoking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, she said, smoky bones. I got a smoky flavored bone, do you think? Is that fair to say? All right, so now you ask me a question.
Okay. Our little pile's dwindling down.
I know.
If our relationship was a romantic comedy, what would the title be?
Ooh. If our relationship was a romantic comedy.
This isn't really a, like, drink question.
No. Well, some of them, I think, are tended to be kind of light and fun, and then there's others that are supposed to be very, very heavy. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a romantic comedy. I hate this, but this is the first thing that popped into my mind. As good as it gets. is Aww. What it's not one I'm making up, but I was trying to first think of something that, you know, but
it's kind of depressing though.
Well, that's how I heard it too. This is as good as it gets.
No, it doesn't get any better than this. Right. But here's the thing. I honestly believe that my opinion of our relationship parallels that very well.
It doesn't get better than this kind of a thing?
Yes, it does not get better, in my honest opinion. That was what I was thinking when I said as good as it gets. But I always look back in that he's kind of a curmudgeon-y kind of guy, and this woman makes him it's like what I talk to you all the time about, is that if you and I were not together, mm-hmm. I would have a lot of money but never have any fun. And that you would be dirt broke, but having the time of your life until you were about 62 and everything would fuck up. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so that thing is, it sounds really schmaltzy and cheesy. I'm sorry, but it is that thing where I believe that you make me a better man. Mm-hmm. And want me to be a better person, if you would. So yeah, this is horrible. This is the worst podcast episode ever. If there's one thing you want to change about me, what is it? Now we're getting interesting.
There's one thing I'd want to change about you.
Yeah.
Here comes a nothing, people.
Yeah, exactly.
Brace
yourself.
Oh, here it comes. She's got one.
Throw the damn trash away. That drives me crazy.
Throw the trash away?
Yeah.
That's all you got of anything. You could have a 10-inch dong with a 2-inch circumference. You could have staying power in the same way.
I've got a good one because we've talked about this.
Oh, we have?
I don't know.
Pube length is that something in the chat room?
No, to because Justin's very much about a schedule and getting shit done and work and then play, which is good. But I think having that balance, it's not even that I'd want to change it. Well,
no, you could change me.
It's a matter of just okay, let's enjoy this moment a little bit longer.
Be more present.
It's not about being present because he's present. When we do stuff, we're present. It's about, it's okay not to work.
Yeah.
It's okay to go to the park. It's okay to not be on a schedule sometimes because you're really regimented, which is a good thing. But then there's moments where it's let it go.
Right. Because I think what you're saying is that when we do those things, it's not like I'm someplace else while we're there.
And sometimes we'll go to the park and go, that's a great fucking idea. The kids are fucking tired. And it's let's go to the park and have fun. And then Justin's there's traffic. It's fucking hot outside. The kids are grouchy. He's been sick. This was a real good idea there, Natalie.
But other than that, you wouldn't change anything.
Yeah. You're perfect, dude. You're an angel.
That and the garbage.
You're
the garbage.
Angel.
That and the garbage.
What she's talking about is when I get something from Amazon. Oh, but I have done I've done a lot better at this. Now I sound like you.
Yes, you sound like me. I've done better. It's not about doing better. It's about not doing it.
Oh, my God. So you are listening. Are listening.
No, this is a podcast. I'm just listening to your dumbass in my ear every day.
Finally.
Jesus Christ. Yes, I listen.
What she's talking about while you get your question ready is that when I get a package, I will sometimes open it and
leave it there. He will leave it there and then walk in the other room. Or he'll go in the backyard. He'll open an envelope. And then he gives me shit for putting stuff out on the counter that belongs to him. Here's your pile that you have to go through.
Hold on.
And then my baskets.
We should just do an episode where we have fights. This is far more interesting than these bullshit questions that are trying to find deep. Because this is a deep-rooted thing, but it's also not really that big a deal to most people.
Yeah, no, it's not.
But here's the thing. It's not that she puts... it's not like she took, here are your W-2s, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's fucking penny saver that she sets out and she says,
no, yes. I don't leave that for you. If it's a charter bill and it says statement, I'm not going to throw it away. I don't know that you get the statement online. I can't read your brain.
But you used to. You used to leave a pile of
You know why? You want to tell the listeners why I do it? You want to tell them why?
Are we focusing on things she used to do or on things you currently do?
You shut up.
So the reason why is because
get him, Natalie.
When I was a little girl, my dad threw all my shit away. Yeah. Homework, it could be a keepsake, my little dolls,
whatever. In the words of Paco, are we talking about your dad or are we talking about...
I'll get to the point in there, black kettle. Hang on. So he would throw all my shit away and it would piss me off, even homework. And try taking that to school. My dad threw my homework away. That doesn't go well with teachers.
Yeah.
Anyway, so... when I don't want to throw someone's stuff away if I think they might want it
right.
later
but
or for something.
Who wants the penny saver? She used to.
I don't keep the penny saver.
You used to, though. This
the
is
little
what started
Clipper magazines
this whole thing.
Have a good Baskin-Robbins
coupon. Yes, what
coupon
started this
it,
whole thing
way.
Was that she would. I have never so clipped know. A coupon in my entire life.
Yeah.
She has tried our entire lives together. Go, here, this is the thing, $10 off. And all I see is that's them trying to trick you to come in there and buy $50 worth of bullshit that you don't really need so that you could save $10.
True.
Because that is
but
your day-to-day
like
life.
Oh, don't even get me started on the Lowe's coupons. We had a Lowe's coupon that you spend over $250, you get $50 off. You spend over $50, you get $25 off. I'm like, hey, here's a Lowe's coupon. Take it. Justin is always at Lowe's. Sits in the car. That's free fucking money. Now, I can understand if you're not going out of your way to go spend here. Let's go to this place for dinner because we have a coupon. Then that goes with your logic. But if you're going there all the time anyway, you might as well take the fucking coupon. It's $50.
But I don't think of coupons. When I am walking from the car to the Lowe's, if I am not thinking about everything I need in the store.
No, I know.
Or thinking about everything I have to get done at that given trip or what I'm getting the shit for to get it done.
The last thing you need is to think of a damn
coupon.
Then
I'm either thinking about something I need to talk about on the show here, or I'm thinking about a joke I'm trying to write, or I'm trying to find some other fucking way to make some money or something like that. It's very hard to be me. Fuck you.
A good way to make money? Use a couple coupons. It'll
save
you money.
No, bullshit. See, this is why they fucking get coupons.
No. She's saying you're
bullshit,
going there anyway.
No.
You're spending the money anyway.
Coupons don't make you money. It's the same thing as like this thing where they try to trick you into thinking that if you buy a house that you're making money. No,
oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah, it is. It does not make you money. It costs you money. You actually have to spend $50 in order to gain $10. Anybody, my 6-year-old knows that is not a profit.
I believe that the scenario she was suggesting is you're in Lowe's anyway, you're spending money anyway.
Right.
Might as well get the $50.
You might as well get money off.
See, what she doesn't know is that on the average time I go there, I maybe spend $30.
I understand.
Very rarely am
you
I
understand.
Going over 50
as you're
bucks.
Saying this, we're sitting in a $5,000 studio.
No, it's way more than that.
Okay. That doesn't help you.
Next question. Average frequency of sex for couples is about 8 times a month. How many times a month do you feel is ideal?
Oh, ideal.
Ooh.
37. ideal. Because here's the thing. I'll fess to
in
this.
In a month. 8 times is your average couple.
I will fess to this, is that I was... Jeff is very funny. He's like, can you feel the love tonight? I recently had, remember how the whole thing, we had the conversation where I said, let's have sex every day for a month, and you said I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, and I was trying to be mean. It's just my hoo-hoo's going to be sore.
Yeah, listen, when I work a pound of poontain, I work it. I need it like dough. You understand?
Right, I understand.
It's like a KitchenAid mixer. I'm in there just stirring coffee
okay,
like this.
Okay, nobody
what's
cares.
Up? Okay. But no, that so I was like, you know what? Buckle up, because I'm coming. I'm coming for you. I told her, I said... don't be afraid to say no. It's not going to hurt my feelings. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And so she was like, okay, fair enough. But I think it's fair to say that I haven't really made a ton of moves. Because here,
no, yeah.
You know what I mean? But here's the thing. Honestly, I think ideal for me, probably, I think I wouldn't know what to do with myself if it was 4 times a week.
Yeah.
So like 12 times a month, which is only 4 more than the average, mm-hmm. if you really think about it. But I think I could pull it off every day for a month. I definitely could do that. But I don't know that I would be like, so I don't, I'm going to go 12.
So 12.
12 times. I'm an overachiever.
Yeah,
I want to be above average. All right. If our sex life was a porn, what genre would it be? This is a gimme. It's so easy. But
romantic
I don't think,
comedy.
That's not a porn genre, my love.
It's not a porn genre?
Yeah, it needs to be a porn. This is where it's going to be funny.
I don't watch it.
She doesn't
know. Exactly. We've got
soft porn, hardcore.
Yeah, it would be soft porn.
Gay.
What?
What is that one?
That's where somebody comes on the lady's face.
God,
no,
just
that's not
really?
Where somebody. That's where everyone
everybody,
comes on
I'm
the
sorry.
Lady's
God,
face.
Thank you for
people
clarifying,
that
Paco.
Shit and piss all over their... Like, really? Yes. Like, punch them in the nose? And
I think soft core is probably your actual answer.
Yeah.
With all his talk,
just
I think
light,
soft
fluffy,
core,
get it done, be done,
it's
move
passionate.
On.
We love
yeah,
each other very
exactly.
dearly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, be nice.
Yeah.
But taking a hint from her original answer, a little funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's laughable.
It is actually a little funny. when your knee gets stuck to the sheets. That's a little funny.
That's funny.
We always laugh.
When it dribbles on your toes.
You know what, Natalie? Your instinct was actually right because I don't think there's been a time.
It's hilarious.
We never really giggle. We haven't giggled a ton in the middle.
Right.
But there's always
she's
a time.
Usually laughing after. At the start.
There's always a time that we laugh after. It's very funny. It's like it's very passionate and intense, but if it gets very passionate and very intense,
then we like laugh
when it's immediately over, we giggle.
Like yesterday.
I can't believe that. Yes.
Yeah.
She thought she hurt me. All right. Oh, you have to ask me a question.
Okay.
Well, we only have two more.
When was the last time you lied to me and why?
I've never lied to the only thing I could think of.
I'm about to leave.
I've never lied to her. I think the only thing I could think of that I've lied to you about is if I'm like surprising you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where I, you know, where you don't know what's going on. But that's, I've never lied to you ever.
Okay.
All right.
She's over this.
No, I'm not over
She's
it.
She's over that.
By the way, before you read that very last question, I just want to go on record.
No, we got one more.
Oh, okay, then I will be quiet.
I just don't want the listeners to be bored.
They're going
to
be very bored.
It's way too late for that.
Well,
if you had to give me a funny nickname based on some part of me, what would it be?
A funny nickname?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? What? What
question? A funny nickname based on some part of me.
Some part of you?
That's his problem. He's too honest.
For example, with Luna, I got that question, and after thinking about how much I love the smell of her hair, Honeyhead was my answer.
Yeah,
so that was a funny nickname about
Smoky Bones. You like my barbecued dick?
Smoky.
You wish.
She does like my dick.
Ooh, shoulder rock.
Shoulder rock. Yeah. Wow,
that's a good one.
Oh,
I don't know what that means.
Because, like, if I shoulder rock and maybe
pubic McPuberson.
Calf pump.
Calf pump?
Yeah.
Calf pump. All right. I'll
I like
it.
Shoulder rock and calf pump.
Yeah, because
they
his
seem
shoulders,
like a
morning,
like,
yeah.
Like an early 90s like save hip hop group.
He's
you know what I mean?
Got,
or it was a sequel to Tango and Cash.
And eye glow.
Shoulder rock and calf pump.
Eye glow.
Oh, calf pump.
Oh, and smiley smirk.
Smiley smirk.
Well, she's got a ton of them now that she understands the game.
Because you've got nice broad shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And when I see your calf legs, for whatever reason, it turns me
you wonder
on.
Why I wear shorts year-round.
He's got beautiful eyes, and then when he smiles at me a certain way.
It's really interesting to me. Here's the thing. As much as I am I'm hoping that my listeners are not annoyed with this.
This is stuff we don't share with each other.
We don't talk about this, but what I find very, very interesting about this is that that there's a part of me that's like, it's so boring how much we like each other. Weirdly enough, this is a fail that because we love each other so much and are honest with each other and talk to each other that it's like, well, this bullshit sucks.
Yeah.
All right, so last question, Paco. You have something that you wanted to interject.
She's supposed to ask you.
Okay, ready?
And then I will interject.
Research shows that men know they're falling in love after just 3 dates, but women don't fall in love until date 14. When did you fall in love with me?
There are two answers to this question. There was a moment, I can't remember the exact day, but there was a moment that I remember talking to you when I was a kid. Clearly, I talk a lot. Shocker.
Yeah.
Right? And my mom had a big issue with it.
Oh,
my real mom had a big issue. Or not. Maybe she didn't. That's how I perceived it.
I was
close
to reaching up at the front of that.
All right. Okay. I'm answering my question. It was a thing for me. It was an insecurity that I used to kind of carry around with me. And what happened was that there was this time where we were talking on the phone, and I think I talked to her for like 2 hours straight. And she was there and just with me and talking back. And I just was like, oh my God. It had never happened to me. I had been, my entire objective with every girlfriend I had in high school was to find Mrs. Worsham. That, because my parents were divorced, not that that was traumatic. The divorce wasn't traumatic for me. I just took it as a learning thing, and I was obsessed with relationships and how they work. I was never there just to bang around or any of that stuff. I was trying to find my wife, and I had girls that I was into, obviously like Siobhan, Brooke, all those, and others, you know, that moment when I was on the phone with her and I was, you know, 16, I don't think I'd turned 17 yet.
Uh-huh.
No, I was 17. No, 18. Sorry, 18. That moment when I was talking to her and then we said goodbye, I was like, oh my God, I am stuck on this girl. And then she was stuck on her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend.
That was stupid.
So then that went away. And then there, the next time that it kind of really, because we split up a little bit before I proposed to you. We broke up or whatever. That was on me. I was stupid. I thought I would find somebody better. All right, sorry. So we were kind of working things out. We were having much trouble as two 19-year-old, 20-year-old kids could have. So funny to think of it then. But anyway, we were trying to, and I pulled like a Hail Mary where I said, you know, when you talk to your mom and she says something that is unrelated to the conversation, I said, how does that make you feel? And she says, it makes me feel like you're not listening to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, that's how I feel when you and I have a fight. That I just feel like I keep repeating myself and saying the same thing again and again and again. And she was like, oh. And then that was
I remember
this,
that. We were in the driveway. I don't remember a lot of things, but I remember that.
It wasn't in the driveway. We were in the kitchen of the Union City. our other suite. Man, we've lived in a lot of studio apartments. Anyway, no, that was the same one we were getting married in because it was that moment. When you had that realization and were like, oh, and just had that moment of clarity and you were like, okay, I'm sorry. And I was like, oh, shit, now I have to propose to this girl because there's no way that I'm going to find anyone else who gets me. Like, because that was always the thing. I always liked hanging out with you. I thought you were awesome and fun. And then I think the third one, though, was when Jacob came around. That was when, because my dad told me that you get married and you don't know for sure, but you go through some hell and then you come out of that and one day it all of a sudden hits you and you're like, oh, this is, I did the right thing. Mm-hmm. And it was when you were taking care of Jacob, and because that was my big thing when we were young, is that I go, this chick needs 8 to 10 hours of sleep minimum. There's no way she could be a mother. And this fucking Navy SEAL of a woman, man. Oh, my God. I've never been more shocked and impressed by someone I've spent so much time with in my life. And she, like, just fuck it, just was a big pile of suck it up. And from then on has never, like, it was funny because you were kind of a princess, you know, when we first got. And then it's like, now you're a fucking commando. Like, we could plow fields together. Yep. And that's the stuff that I think gets me going. And so that's when I know. Would it be fun for you? Here's the thing. It sounds like I'm asking for her to say something nice to me, but I'm also kind of trying to direct the ship here a little bit. And that would it be fun for you to say the same thing? Is that when did you know
to answer the same question, not to say the same thing? God willing,
yes.
Research.
When did you know that you were in love with me?
Or has it happened yet?
When you were okay. So when we would talk. Okay, there's a few. What's so funny?
Sorry. One of the listeners said, at least we have the parent truth or drink to look forward to now that this is a snooze fest.
You're welcome to turn it off, asshole. Nobody's making
you
listen.
That's my wife, fuckers.
There's been a few times. So I remember a moment where you were at the front door.
Front door of your house?
Yes.
When you were
kids? Remember when Justin was very much of a gentleman. I can't talk today. Very much a gentleman. And I was in my room and you were on the floor and you waited for me to fall asleep before you left my house, which I thought that was very sweet.
This is way before we were dating, by the way. This brings up a lot of bullshit from when
if you read the question.
I'm sorry.
Talking about
no.
When
if you're allowed to
microphone,
you're allowed to fall in love with her three times,
And then, ironically enough, it's when we went to the beach, and I was like, "Oh, I'm all hung up on this other guy."
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not arguing that you say they can't be the things, but these are all things that happened before we were actually together. This is me stuck in the friend zone.
It's talking about three dates, but when women fall in love, it's date 14. When did you fall in love? That's what I'm saying, I fell in love with you. And then, like, when we were performing together, like, you were just very, very nice to me, and you were always good to me, and you took care of me. And that's when I fell in love with you.
All right. There we go. We went through all your questions, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, good. So there we go. We nailed it. We did it. How much time do we have left? Let's get out of this snooze fest and actually try to hit on something
interesting. What do we want to fight about, Derry? You want to fight?
I do have my interjection.
Oh, yes, your thing.
Her cup is as bone dry as it was when we started. She never took a single drink. He still has a shot of whiskey, is it?
Yeah.
Sitting
in
the cup.
You only did one.
I did one shot.
I drank more than both of them. I drank more than both of them.
You drank about three fingers of vodka.
I did. Straight. I mean, there's a little ice in there, but I was done with it before.
You'd have to get through this bar fest. I know, right? Yes. Your listener.
No, and I love that once it was established that it was really just a dead animal, you asked her to continue.
Yes. Yeah. We were
just a little bit longer.
Yeah, well, that's here's the thing. I'm not... whatever. here's some fun article. The four things women wear when they're in a good mood and the two things they wear when they're not. Are you aware of this, honey, that you have things that you wear when you're in a good mood?
Oh, I like this.
A new study out of the University of Queensland in Australia found that you can use a woman's clothes to get a pretty accurate gauge of her mood. Here are four things women wear when they're happy. Any guesses? What do you like to wear when you're feeling good, feeling happy? One's pretty obvious, I think.
A smile.
No.
No.
Nothing? Go with your first gut. Give me something. Throw me a bone. Come
Pink.
On.
I don't know.
Not a color. Article of clothing. Oh, bright colored things that fit their body well. That's one of them.
There you
That's
go.
Number four. Number three is dresses. You do that. Sometimes you like to wear a dress. I think that their favorite shoes. I don't think you – do you have favorite shoes?
My little flip-flops.
This is something you never do, but you look smoking in hats. Hats is another one.
So I always thought I looked like a boy for a long time. Until recently, I got that one little hat and you liked it.
Then that is the indecent proposal I would like to take.
You just
fuck
something.
Me in the ass if you are wearing a baseball cap.
That's funny.
All right. Well, while this is happening, let's take a call because why not?
Ooh, there's callers?
Yeah, we have a caller. Someone calling in from the 615 area code.
So exciting.
I know.
615.
I have no idea. Who
We're
is
about
this?
To find out.
East Coast?
This is Drew. What's going on? Who are you calling an asshole, Natalie?
you dumb motherfucker! Take it off your ears. You don't like it. Who's bored now, asshole?
He's sober. That's the problem.
The problem is that Natalie's sober? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Problem.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I honestly think the problem is.
Well, no, maybe he has a question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He
Go ahead,
He called in
Drew.
For a point.
I apologize. Evidently, my wife is hosting the show now.
No, I was just calling to let you know that I'm going on almost 7 months with the in-laws right now.
Oh, that's right.
Fucking shoot me.
I think you're the one who needs a shot.
It won't even take $250 for him to bitch slap his mother-in-law.
Do we need to?
They just told. Go ahead.
Do we need to put together an extraction team to get you out of there or something? Or
if you know anybody that knows how to cut granite, that would get me a lot closer.
What do you? Oh, you're waiting for your house to get built. Is that right?
Yes. And the granite company's fucked up my sink and counters for the last month.
Oh, you don't need sink and counters to move into your house. You got a roof, right? Throw a tent in the living room. Call it a day. Throw a barbecue in the backyard.
Yeah.
Get a little cooler with some milk and cheese and crackers and salami.
I got a solution to your problem. $40, you get one of those plastic utility sinks that you put in the backyard at Lowe's.
Yeah, you're done.
And you are sans in-laws, my friend.
Sleeping
you are out
bag.
Of that bitch.
Listen, if you're headed to Lowe's, check your car for a coupon.
Yeah.
It could come in handy.
Save you $50.
But I had a great story for you.
Please hit me with it.
So my wife is planning what we're going to do once we move into the house. She's like, Friday will be homemade pizza night. You know, Saturday will be family day. And my mother-in-law looks at me and goes, no, I think we're good on that.
Oh, my
and
God.
I'm like, I gave her the look of, nah, I agree. I think we're good here.
Wow. Yikes.
Oh, and that must be the worst because you're there staying with her, so you kind of have to put on a smiley face, too.
Yeah, we're both at the point. Well, we love each other, but we're I think we've reached the point.
I'm telling you. Tent, a barbecue, and a cooler.
Well, here's how you could tell when your wife or mother-in-law is in a bad mood, Drew. Jeans and baggy shirts. So when you start seeing a lot of that running around, then you steer clear of what you're going to do for pizza night. Just spend that time doing Google searches on granite cutters in your area. I have a granite guy here, but he's in California. I think it would be a lot of money to get him to come out
there.
Where
are you calling from, Drew?
I'm in Nashville.
Aw, I love that little southern accent.
All right, Drew, easy. That's my wife. All right.
Trust me. I don't think she likes me. She's cussed at me more than my wife has in 5 years of marriage. We're good.
Oh, she's just not being honest with you.
You need to play a little truth or drink, my friend. No, that's definitely a hug from Natalie when she starts cussing at you.
Yeah, that means I like you.
All right. Well, you all do something. Get her drunk, for God's sakes, would you?
It's very hard. Well, it's easy to get her drunk, but when it comes down to like telling the truth, that's how about this? We'll do.
Oh my God! If I had to drink every time I talked, I'd be fucked right now.
Yeah. Well, here's what we'll do to make up for this horrible thing that we've done to these fantastic listeners that we have. We'll just do a drinking show with Natalie.
There you go.
That'll be fun. Maybe we'll try and work that out.
Will that make you happy, Drew?
That works out just fine.
Okay.
No. Oh, my God. Now he's turning me on with that song.
I know,
that
right?
Works out just She likes Matthew McConaughey, I think, just because of that accent. Uh-huh. I think that's what it is. Hey, Drew, hit me with an all right, all right, all right.
All right, all right, all right.
Oh, she got goosebumps.
Makes my shit tickle.
Hey, I don't know if I've ever gotten you laid with your lovely lady, Drew, for the things I do in the show, but I think you just got me laid, so I might owe you something.
Oh, good deal. Well, y'all have a good night.
And we said y'all.
Take care, Drew. Thank you, man.
No, I'm blushing.
He nailed that all right, all right, all right. Yeah, oh, my God.
He really brought her
to nailed
life.
More than that. Yeah.
That's funny because I was gonna prophesize that this game, I mean, the two of you might go in and bang like banshees, but it wouldn't be a result of the game.
No,
we'll just fall asleep. Think, we're gonna be like, goddamn, that was tiring.
But I think Drew may have turned the boat around.
He saved it. He saved it with his all right, all right. He got me hard. I don't know about. Here's a fun thing.
I'm just glad to know the phones work.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, have you finished with the clothes?
Listeners?
Yes, it was baggy jeans.
Okay.
Hats was number one, but jeans and baggy shirts are what they wear when they're unhappy.
I have a question. Does it mention anything about wearing sweatpants for 6 months? We might want to
give
Luna a call.
Get the fuck out of your sweatpants,
oh,
ladies.
Shit. You're talking about your neighbor, honey.
Come on. Okay, here. There is a time and a place for everything, and it's not every day.
Uh-oh.
If you... This might be a whole other episode, but I have a pet peeve on this.
Get them both in here drinking.
Oh, my God. Go put some leggings on if you're going to put sweatpants.
There goes all my female listeners. Damn it. Damn it.
Well, I won't be on here long.
Whatever. Here's what's great. It took my wife coming on the show for something to be said. The guys were like, hell yeah.
Right? Come on, men.
I should be doing a mom cast. Here's another story. Top three things moms want for Mother's Day besides a gift. Do you want a gift or would you rather have something different than that?
I want a picnic in the park with my kids.
Ooh, how about this, dear? We have a mom listener who says, I wear basketball shorts.
That's hot.
Yeah.
They're kind of short and breathy.
I thought basketball shorts were here's another one, another long down to the knee.
Yeah, but they're kind of a tease because they're showing your legs still.
She says, if you're good with leggings, I think you would also say that leggings are
I think
okay.
Leggings.
Yoga pants?
Yoga pants, yeah.
That's
but
hot.
When you dump on a garbage sack and tootle around the house, like, there's no curvage there. It's just like, it's the message, I don't care.
How did you land in my lap?
Right?
You're the
well, there's
best
a really.
Ever.
There's a book I read, and I hate the bitch, but I liked that part in the book I connected to, and that was one of the parts.
Oh, yeah. She's talking about the book that a lot of dads will get their lovely ladies as our gag gift is The Proper Care and Feeding of a Husband by
really
Dr.
Helpful.
Laura Schlesinger.
Mm-hmm. I can't stand her.
Right.
But
which was great because my mom gave it. If there's a mother-in-law situation to hate, is when my mom gives to my wife a book called The Proper
it was
Care
good,
and
though.
Feeding of a Husband.
It was actually really interesting and really
good.
Helpful.
Listen,
Luna should give it to me so I could care for her properly.
Yeah.
Yes.
A new survey asked moms what they actually want for Mother's Day this year. And the number one answer was a gift card so they could just pick out their own gift. 27% of moms say that that's what they want. A spa day was next with 13% of the vote. Almost 30% of moms said they plan on doing something to pamper themselves on Mother's Day, even if they have to pay for it. As far as gifts go, 58% said they prefer to get something sentimental. 19% want something creative. 13% want you to pay for them to go do something. And 6% just want something expensive. But buying her stuff isn't the only thing way to make your mom happy. Here are the top three things moms say they'd like someone to do for them on Mother's Day. And I love this because it's the thing about children. It says, number one, clean their house, 33%. One did that. Number two, cook for them, 20%. Hashtag nailed it, Paco. Number three, take care of their kids. Now, this is what I found. Just the phrasing of that really is hard for me to write. So you're supposed to take
care
of...
They just want to check out. Yeah. They just want to check out for
Well, that's
a
what I mean. Like, it's funny that once you have children...
Give me my gift card. Let me go shopping. Let me go take myself to lunch. Right. Let me just go check out.
I feel like beyond that first one...
And get in my sweatpants.
That first Mother's Day... I stepped on that. That's not fair. That was funny. Beyond that first one... that, you know, the first Father's Day, first Mother's Day, subsequent Father's Day, but you want to not do the thing that you are being celebrated for, which I find very interesting.
Oh, that is interesting.
I had a listener a while ago who mentioned this, that what they do is they do something for the kids. And I think this should be an actual thing. They do something with the kids on Mother's Day, but it is understood that the next day will be their day off.
Oh,
and
that's
the,
cool.
You know, the spouse will provide something that they can go do and just be a woman or a guy or whatever. The survey also found that 40% of Americans think Mother's Day should be a national holiday, which I thought was interesting.
What?
Listen, I don't have any problem with that. Why not have another day off? You work at a fucking bank, for crying out loud.
Then why wouldn't Father's Day also be?
But Father's Day, okay, but Father's Day, that's always on a Sunday.
Yeah, that's my point.
I was thinking,
it technically already is a national
holiday. And let's be honest, if every Father's Day and Mother's Day was a national holiday, they'd have to shut down businesses.
Yeah.
I was thinking of pushing forward, you know, getting a bill, whatever you need to do, sort of to make absentee Father's Day a holiday. Thank you.
All right, we'll wrap this up too, and then this will say goodbye. What's the most sensitive area on a man's body?
His balls.
His feelings.
Oh.
Where's the vomit button?
Oh, my God. After this hour?
Here's what's interesting. 79% say it's not their junk. This flies in the face of everything you thought you knew about the right way to get it on with a dude, which usually goes something like, when in doubt, go for the junk. A new survey asked men which part of their body is the most sensitive, and 79% of them did not pick their junk. I mean, 21% did, which made it the number one answer, but still, that's a lot that didn't. Here are the results.
Oh, so that 75% is a collection of other...
Everyone
else. My
next
guess would be feet.
And the number two answer was chin. 13% said their chin.
What?
12% said their neck. 4% said lower abs, which is pretty close to the junk. That's junk adjacent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would call that.
That's a tease.
Also adjacent, inner thighs.
Right at the edge of the forest.
Oh,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Inner thighs at 10%, but also junk adjacent, 8%. 7% said their ears. 8% said their feet, so it did make the top 10. Mm-hmm. Eyelids were 6%. I think your eyeballs are highly more sensitive than your eyelids, I would imagine. Men are stupid. Number 10, back of the knee is 5%. Now, here's what I think, is that this is just saying what's the most sensitive. Clearly, sexually, nobody's going, rub the back of my knee, what do you say? All right, all right, all right. Which reminds me, somebody in the chat room said, Drew, that may turn Natalie on too much. She may hurt Justin tonight.
Ride you like a bull.
Well, that was it. That was our boring, boring show of Natalie and I playing Truth.
Truth.
Yes.
Yeah, we should have played it opposite the way we're supposed to. Every
what
time you answer.
Oh, if you have to.
You have to give a drink.
If you don't. Yeah. So, oh,
I'm
yeah.
Not sure that
yeah,
would
we should have done it that way.
I don't think it would have worked.
I think
either.
Every question you're asked, you have to take
the
a
thing.
Drink.
The real issue is that we don't need alcohol to ply things out of us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like. There's
and
not,
we're just really honest.
Yeah.
Really.
It's like what Adam said to when they first went out to dinner with us.
Yeah.
And they and you and I believe Luna were saying something like, oh, what do you think? You know, that was kind of fun hanging out with them. And then you said, yeah, but I just wish Justin would come out of his shell.
Yes.
Just wish he would open up. All right. Well, I sincerely apologize for the boringness of Truth or Drink. That my wife and I, let's be honest, my wife and I could not hold a candle to Paco and Luna.
Oh, no?
And they're, no, I think, I don't know, maybe it's because I had a lot of rum, but truth or truth, I had a lot of rum, so maybe that's why I remember being a ton, but it was really fun. Listeners liked it.
It felt
very epic.
I'm sure the listeners will let us know in the end. We don't have to keep bagging on on it. It was time will tell.
No, this is
going
me.
Into the.
Trust me, this was a horrible. The title of this episode is the worst episode ever.
It was
that's,
fun.
That's what this that's was. What it was fun. It I'm not saying it wasn't fun, but anyway, send us an email. Let me know what you think of the. Here's what I'm saying. I'm opening up the floodgates. Send an email to show@thedadpodcast.com.
And Facebook.
Tell us how horrible this episode was. Like us at facebook.com/dadpodcast. We're all on the Twitter. Check the description of this episode for that. Paco posts a picture. You could see me in my blushed glory at call_of_Dooley on Instagram. And I don't. Oh, please, downloads for Justin is Married, Booker is Single. I need some people to subscribe to that on iTunes, if you would, please. And Butcher Drew in the chat room says, all right. Good night, y'all.
Asshole.
He said, good night, y'all. He double dipped.
Okay, he's not an asshole now.
One more second.
Yeah.
Call him an asshole again.
Oh. Asshole.
There you go.
Thank you.
Now we have that.
Yeah. Oh, she's over it. I'm going to put my dick in it.
If only to get a break from that.
That makes me so happy. It's like a love letter from you to me. That's I know. How I treat that. All right, tell us about Amazon, Paco.
Hello, hello, hello. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to the Dad Podcast website. I have been drinking tonight. I'll tell you that much right now. You scroll down to the bottom, click on the Amazon banner, take you through the Amazon bookmark. Every time you return to Amazon, use that bookmark, and you buy a little something. We'll get a little something. It doesn't cost you anything, and it means everything to us. Thank you.
Oh, that's cute.
On behalf of the beautiful and honest Natalie Worsham and my dear friend Paco Lanzini, a.k.a. Adam Dooley, equally beautiful, if I am so honest.
Thank you.
And partially drunk right now. Probably has a greater likelihood of getting laid tonight than me. This is Justin Worsham saying, stay frosty, everybody.